For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. Yale Divinity School has renamed one of its largest classrooms after an escaped slave who attended classes at Yale in the 1830s. James William Charles Pennington was born into slavery in Maryland in 1807. After his escape, he made his way to New Haven, determined to study at Yale Divinity School and become a minister. He was refused admission, but managed to broker a compromise that allowed him to audit classes, provided that he never set foot in the library and never speak in class. Yale Divinity School Dean Gregory Sterling says the renaming of classroom S100 after James Pennington is particularly fitting, given the restrictions the university put on the escaped slave's education.
The man whose voice could not be heard in a classroom will now have his name repeated every day at this school.
Pennington later became an ordained minister and a prominent leader in the abolitionist movement. While serving as a pastor in Hartford, he raised funds to support the captives of the Amistad. He died in 1870. Former Yale University chaplain, the Reverend Jerry Streets, called the renaming, quote, an important, powerful, courageous, and ethical act.
It is one that we should all celebrate, and I hope that the university will be also inspired to do the right thing. There are other naming opportunities within the broader life of the university.
After months of protests by students, faculty, and local activists, Yale University recently formed a committee to consider changing the name of Calhoun College. The residential college is named for former vice president and fervent supporter of slavery, John C. Calhoun, who graduated from Yale in 1804. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.